Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father as we talk about curses. Father, in Jesus' name, I want to thank you and praise you and worship you that you sent Jesus to redeem us from the curse of the law. I want to thank you, Lord, for your magnificent word that has all the answers to life in it. As we teach these magnificent truths in God's mighty word, I ask you to bless us and bless us in an abundant way. And I praise you and thank you and worship you for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name, as the word goes out, reveal it to your people so that we'll walk holy before you, so we don't break your rules, and we'll learn how to apply by faith the redemption that's been provided by our Savior Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we're going to continue on here to talking about the blessings and a little bit about the blessings. I want you to see here in Genesis chapter 24, we're going to talk about that just a little more today. And Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. Now, what had Abraham been blessed in? All things. Now, Abraham obtained all of God's blessings through faith and not by obedience to the law. It is the same for us. The blessings of God must be appropriated by faith rather than by works. It is most significant that the declaration of Abraham's blessing is connected with his willingness to sacrifice his own son, Isaac, a type of God's sacrifice of his only son. God said to Abraham in Genesis 22:17. Now this is an awesome statement here in Genesis 22:17. He says that in blessing, I will bless thee. And in multiplying, I will multiply your seed as the stars of the heaven and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And your seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. Now, God goes on to renew his covenant with Abraham in this above verse. Indeed, it is through the new covenant provided through the blood of Jesus that we have our remedy from the curse imposed by the law. Jesus died for all, but all are not saved. Why? The remedy must be appropriated. Now, many of God's children remain under various curses of the law. Why? They have not appropriated Christ's redemption from the curse. Now, I didn't know those things, and for many, many, many years, I lived under the curse. I didn't have a clue how to break the curse. Nobody had ever explained these things to me. But when I got into the Word of God, I discovered a problem here. I discovered that the full provision of the cross does not come automatically with the new birth. Now, most people will tell you that that's okay. You get all the Holy Ghost you're going to get when you accept Jesus. Well, that's not true either. You have to ask to be filled, and the best thing to do is ask to be filled every day. Then you have your tank full of power every day. If you use up a whole bunch of it talking about Jesus, ask the Holy Spirit to refill your tank at noon so that your tank is full. Now then, when we find that the full provisions of the cross does not come automatically with a new birth, think about this. Otherwise, how could a Christian possibly be sick? Because in 1 Peter 2:24, the Word of God says clearly, "For by His stripes we are healed." Now, if the Word of God declares that we are healed, then how in the world why is the average Christian have sick so many times in their lifetime? And many of them die with sickness and disease. Well, the same reason it came upon me. I didn't know what was mine. I didn't know how to fight the battle. I didn't understand the book. But when I began to get a hold of the book, when I began to stand on this magnificent book and stand like it's written and drive away the enemy, wow, I begin to see the Lord do mighty healings and mighty deliverances to people. And I just praise you and thank you, Father, for that privilege. Now then, there is a God-given way to appropriate eternal life, and there are ways we are to appropriate healing and deliverance. Well, if there are ways to do this, then my goodness gracious, what are those ways? Now, we are no longer under the law that was based upon performance, acceptance. But we are now under grace that is based on faith. Now, grace does not mean that one is immune from curses, but that there is now a remedy. And praise God, when I learned all these things, praise God for Jesus. That's all I can say. It just totally, totally transformed my life. Now, failure to obey God still brings a curse. Now, this was a great revelation to me, too. When I learned this, I stopped sinning. I can tell you for sure. People said, well, we're just old, unworthy sinners. We go through life sinning every day. Well, you can talk about yourself, but I don't do that. I do everything in my power to walk holy before God and walk without sin every day of my life. I want to open no doors to that devil. I want to walk holy, because if I fail to obey God, it'll still bring a curse upon me, and he is no respecter of persons. But now there is a remedy. For example, God has commanded us to forgive all who sin against us. If we refuse to forgive them, you have transgressed God's commandment or his law, and the penalty is that I am turned over to the tormenting spirits. However, I don't have to be tormented by the devil. I can repent. I can forgive the one who wronged me and cast out the spirit of bitterness and torment. Now, isn't that amazing that so many Christians will hold a grudge against somebody, not realizing that they're killing themselves? It's a thief of life. It'll steal it away from you. It'll make you sick and afflict you. Now, deliverance is a necessary step in being freed from the curses, since the power of the curse is demonic. I mean, it absolutely is demonic. The demons holding a curse in effect must be cast out. Why not just stand in faith? Because faith, if it has not works, is dead, being alone. I want to read that verse to you in James 2:17. James 2:17 says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Now then, in the kinds of faith, that some faith works and some faith don't works. Now, dead faith has never accomplished anything. It absolutely will get you nowhere with God. Passive faith is dead faith. Therefore, it is not a matter of trusting God to cast out the demon of curse. God has given us authority to cast out the demon of curse. Now, Mark 16 and 17 and 18 and Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20, it takes faith to cast out demons. We must believe that God's word is true, that as believers we have authority over evil spirits. And when we command them to go in the name of Jesus, the demon must leave. Now, deliverance is faith in action. Now, a few years ago, probably 18, 20 years ago, I had no idea about demons and deliverance from demons. But the Lord, in the last 17, 18, 20 years, has taken me on a training course that absolutely has changed everything I believe. Because, let me tell you, you can break any curse, and you can get free from the sin, but the demon that came in does not leave until you cast him out, or you get a hold of somebody else that can, in the name of Jesus. Then I've learned they will come back, if you let them. And, of course, sickness and disease, it's not a guarantee. That's why the Lord, not a guarantee to stay there. You can get healed, But if you don't walk holy before God and lay hold of it or stand on God's mighty word, then demons will come back and you'll be sick again. And then people will say, well, how was your healing? Well, it was good while it lasted. Well, how long did it last? Well, 6 months. Well, it should last a lifetime if you'll stand on God's mighty word. Now, I'm going to go over as quick as I can here some steps to breaking curses. Affirm first your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You must belong to Him. Overcome Satan with the word of your testimony, Revelation 12:11, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now here's a prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, I believe with all my heart you are the Son of God. You left your throne of glory in heaven and became a man. You lived in this world and were tempted in all things, just like I have been, yet you did not sin. Then you went to the cross and you laid down your life. Your precious blood was poured out for my redemption. You rose from the dead and ascended into heaven. You are coming again in your glory. Yes, Lord, I belong to you. I am your child and an heir to all your promises. You are my Savior, my Lord, and my deliverer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now then, repent from all your sins, known and unknown, asking God's forgiveness through Jesus Christ. Now then, that prayer, Heavenly Father, I come to you in an attitude of repentance. I ask you to forgive me of each sin that I have committed, the ones that I am aware of and the ones of which I am not aware of, that I have not recognized. I am sorry, Lord, for every one of these sins. I renounce the sin of my forefathers, because you don't know what all they may have done, but I can assure you that they sinned. Now then, the prayer, Heavenly Father, I confess the sin of my forefathers. I now renounce, break, and loose myself and my family from all hereditary curses and from all demonic bondages placed on us as a result of sins, transgressions, and iniquities through my parents or any of my ancestors. Now then, you have to accept God's forgiveness and forgive yourself. The prayer for that is, Heavenly Father, you have promised in your word that if I confess my sins, you are faithful and just to forgive my sins and forgive me from all my unrighteousness and restore me to fellowship. So I believe you have forgiven me for Christ's sake. Therefore, I accept your forgiveness and I forgive myself. Then you must forgive all others. You must renounce all contact with cults, the occult, and Eastern religions. We're out of time. I'll have to continue on with this next week. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like to invite you to call me for tapes at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd like to invite you out to our church. We have church in a warehouse. It's at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have a healing school there the second Saturday of every month. It starts at 1 p.m. the second Saturday, and we have church there every Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. to 4. And we are at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas.